I am correspondent Tom Wilmer, reporting from Christiansburg, Virginia. Come along and join me for a conversation with Ken Vaughn, co-owner of Old New River Books. Located adjacent to the Civil War era Cambria Station train depot in the heart of Montgomery County, Old New River Books reposes in a rustic, heavy-tempered, century-old three-story railroad freight warehouse. In addition to an array of used books, you'll also discover an assortment of out-of-print scholarly texts, Appalachian, Virginiana, genealogy, collectible, and rare books. It's actually much more than just used and antiquarian books. This is also the region's go-to place to discover a wide array of antiques and art showcased by an array of independent sellers. Come along and step back in time at Old New River Books for a conversation with Ken Vaughn.
We're in Old New River Books, housed inside of Cambria Station Antiques in Christiansburg, Virginia.
How long has this been in existence?
Well, the building's been here over 100 years. It's been an antique store continuously for almost 30, and our little bookstore's been in here about 2.5.
So you're right next to the railroad track, so maybe it had something to do with warehousing or something?
Yeah, you know, you got it. Right across the street's the old train depot for the passengers, and this was the cargo came out here. So this was the general store for I don't know how many decades, and the cargo, people pull their wagons right up to the side and load up.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And so how long have you been here?
We've been owners, my wife and I, and then another partner who deals furniture in the building as a dealer has been here since July, 2.5 years ago, almost 3 now, actually.
Pretty gutsy timing, huh?
Well, we've wanted to do a bookstore in Christiansburg for years. We've been booksellers for almost 10 years.
Yeah, but you opened in the middle of COVID, right?
Tail end of all that. All the lockdowns have been over.
So you felt optimistic.
Yeah, we just knew the town needed a bookstore.
We were having a conversation the other day about books in print and bookstores, and there was a point in time, you might remember, when that genre is dead. And
I hear it almost every
day. Remember
that? I still hear it. It's really one of the more common questions. Is it dying down? Is it winding down? I think it's the opposite. You'll see it like with records, movies, we have both of which we have here, but younger people whose lives are almost 100% digital want something tangible. So to come in and put their hands on media, exciting in a way that I think is really cool.
That's way cool. A little sidetrack, but there was a point when vinyl was dead.
Right.
If people were giving away all their records, their record players.
And they all kick themselves now.
And yes, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, it's same thing. Fortunately for us, there's nothing more plentiful than old used books, and that's what we try to do.
And then one more sidetrack, photography. There was a point not too long ago when digital was the rage. I gave away my print camera film, and then all of a sudden, that's young people are all over using film.
People use Polaroids now. They'll try and find the old film and hand you a Polaroid photo that they just took.
Same thing. Polaroid cameras, dead, gone, and now it's so cool.
Yeah. Old things made new.
Mm-hmm. So back to books. How and why do you think? Part of it for myself, it's that tangible. I like holding a book. You know, I like turning the page.
I'm the same. I can't do an e-reader. They create memories. You know, I can remember what the weather was like, where I was when I read a book. That's like an old friend that you meet. I don't know that e-readers give you that same experience.
I don't think so. I've never been able to connect.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're not going anywhere, fortunately.
So used books, that's still popular.
For us, yeah. You know, I'm like everyone, I like to get a deal. So the idea of spending $30 on a new book is hard for me. So for us, $4 and $3 is where we try to be for most of it.
Do you do any online business? Do you sell books online?
We do. That also lets us acquire more from a library. So if someone passes away or someone's downsizing, we can give them more money for more books because we can sell more online. You know, a book on South Dakota isn't going to sell here.
Right.
Someone in South Dakota might need that.
And there's a book site, Amazon.
Amazon? We're on Amazon. We're one of the dealers there.
So do you get sales through Amazon quite often?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we do Amazon, eBay for the rare stuff. Pretty standard if you talk to other booksellers that do online sales. As you have to do that to compete and not go away, unfortunately.
But your primary market are human beings that come in for that tactile experience and to be here.
It's why I think anyone who has a bookstore does it, mm-hmm. is to talk books with people, yeah. book people.
And so it's really a...
There's a train if you can hear it.
There we go. That's a nice, sweet sound. Timeless sound, huh?
It is.
This was a Civil War town, right?
Well, it certainly was part of the Civil War. Yeah. They didn't quite make it down to Christiansburg, but the right. county had some battles.
Yeah, I thought they attacked the train station.
I haven't heard that one. Well, shoot, maybe they did.
We'll talk to David.
Yeah, actually, they may have. I know that that's one of the only a couple Reconstruction-era train stations in existence, the one across the street.
Yeah, I seem to hear this 1864 they
yeah, attacked. Yeah, yeah. So maybe the original did get burned.
So back to here now. This is more than just a used bookstore.
Yeah. Well, it brings foot traffic that otherwise might not think of books. And for the book people, it gives them other things that they may not realize they wanted.
And what are some of the other things that you have here that people like?
Yeah. Well, being where we are in Christiansburg, we have two major universities within 5 miles of us. So there's a lot of a younger crowd here. We try to do traditional antiques like every antique store, but we try to mix it up with younger, what younger folks want. So like I mentioned, we have records, we have clothing dealers doing vintage and antique clothing, furniture sales, of course, and just knickknacks. And, you know, a lot of the mid-century look is really what people go for now.
Yeah, isn't that funny? And that was junk 10 years
exactly.
ago.
Yeah. So I guess the lesson is go buy up 90s furniture exactly. right now, because that'll probably be hot in 10 years.
You know it well, yeah. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It happens every generation. If I had known.
It's a cycle, for sure.
Yeah. Talk to us about sourcing of antiques. Do you buy a lot of stuff, local estate sales and whatnot?
Yeah, that's a primary method for just about, we have over 30 dealers in the store here, each mm-hmm. specializing in something different.
Okay.
So that's where a lot of people get their stuff. Being where we are, we have a lot of people that just walk in and sell us things. They're moving or downsizing.
What are some of the coolest things that have come your way?
Well, so I'm a book guy. So during COVID, of all things, all the other bookstores were closed or posted no hours. So we had a guy drive up from Norfolk with a carload of antique books. And one of the books in there was Ben Franklin first edition of his memoirs.
No.
Yeah, it was, and it's in French, of course, because he published it in Paris.
Right.
You know, it's one of his Antiques Roadshow moments where you almost have a heart attack just seeing
it. Well, you can't believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That was special. I think that was probably my favorite.
That's mind blowing.
Yeah.
And that was just mixed in with a bunch
of books. Yeah, he didn't care, didn't know it was in there. We had to tell him.
So what happened to that book?
I've still got it. You know, it's for sale.
That's over $10, huh?
It is one of those few that's over $10 here, yeah. But that's a neat one to see. You know what's really special? Just put your hands on it. You know, to be able to hold it in your hand and leaf through it and smell it, you know, what the pages smell like. That was the same time frame as he was there.
Tactile.
You got it.
Touching history. I love that.
Yeah. I think that's why we all do it. And whether you're in furniture or you're a glassware person, it's a connection with the past.
What are some of the other cool things that you have?
We try to do weird and unusual. For the book side, it's things you can't get everywhere. We do the classics, you know, that everyone wants to read, but we try to do a lot of the vintage things that you may have forgotten since you were a kid, you saw in your grandma's house, or, you know, Boy Scout manuals, for instance, just odd things that you don't see everywhere. We try to have a little of all the different genres, but weird and unusual.
That's so cool.
If that answers your question, I don't know.
So a little bit more. There's a stairway over there.
We have 3 floors.
Wow.
Like, say, over 30 dealers in the building itself. The bookstore takes up half the first floor, and the rest of it is antique dealers of all kinds.
And again, that's lifesaver, no-brainer for you, having dealers renting space. Makes it easier for you.
It keeps the lights on. We were going to do a bookstore one way or another. We'd never really considered the pairing with an antique store, and it couldn't have gone better. We just are thrilled.
How did that happen?
The older owner was retiring, and just an opportunity to take it over for her. So it was.
So she had antiques here too.
Kind of turnkey. Yeah, it was ready to go. We spent a lot of energy and time really opening the building back up to its glory, because it has gorgeous post and beam architecture, and we try to just bring out the character that's here that was kind of hidden before.
The bookstores I've been into across the country, they tend to be more than a bookstore one way or another. It might be coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be weekly live music. Do you do things like that too?
Everything in the bookstore, all the bookcases are on rollers to be moved out to host events, author talks, readings. You know, if someone wants to just reserve the space for a book club that they have. We have a lot of wedding photography that happens in here because of some of our elements are, I guess, photographic or photogenic. But yeah, it's just a beautiful old building.
Do you do live music performance?
No, I wish we could. We'd like to do more
you
of that.
You can't do that?
Well, we certainly could. We just haven't done that yet. No reason not to. We're open to anything. If anyone wants to use the space basically in the community, we're 100% open to it. In fact, the walls in the back are local artists. We rent this, or excuse me, we don't rent it out. It's free space for local artists to host their work.
For a small town, you got a busy railway, huh?
Oh, yeah. Dozens of times a day. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big train. People will set up cameras. They'll use our third floor as a good overlook, basically, of the train station and the rail line, mm-hmm. And film trains coming and going.
How cool. Are you on Amtrak?
This is Norfolk Southern. It's a freight
so
only.
So no passengers.
Not yet. In fact, but Christiansburg is on the, they've budgeted for it. It's been in the federal mm-hmm. plans to put a train station to extend the train from Roanoke up here for passengers. I can't wait for that. That'd
yeah.
be fantastic.
And how about Roanoke? They have the Railway Museum.
First rate.
Do their historic trains ever come up this way?
Yeah, the 611 is the famous one, if anyone's familiar with this part of the country and the train heritage. They do run it, I think, up to Radford, if I remember right, and then run it back down. It's hard to get a ticket, though.
I bet, yeah.
That's a hot item. Yeah, but Roanoke's, the Owenson Lake Museum is first rate for anyone who hasn't seen it.
Yeah, they have some great classics there.
Excellent.
Yeah. And the Art Deco one.
Love it. Yeah. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a little bit more. Secrets you're hiding, things you want to share.
There's a ghost or two in the building,
really?
Supposedly. I haven't seen it.
Have you?
Danny, our employee over there, has seen it.
Can we get her to talk?
I don't know if she'd want that on on tape, but several customers have felt it and seen it.
Really?
We've had ghost hunters come in here, and which we're happy to do if anyone else wants to come by.
Is there any story behind the ghost?
I think she's friendly. Supposedly it was one of the old owners, Inez, whose picture is on the other side of that
wow.
elevator shaft. I'll show
so
you.
So she never left.
Yeah, I think she liked the building. So do we. I might be one in the, at the end.
That's really cool. Okay. To learn more about your world, where would be the go-to place?
Old New River Books is our bookstore. We have a website. We do a lot on Instagram and Facebook to promote just, you know, cool, weird books that come in. And then the store is Cambria Station Antiques. My name is Ken Vaughn, one of the owners.
Love it, Ken. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks so much.
This is really cool.
Thank you for your time.
We've come back on Halloween. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. We'll see you here. The underbed music in this show was performed by 5-time Grammy Award-winning Asheville, North Carolina musician David Holt.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station.
I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.